This is a busy week at the bargaining table for school districts and teachers' unions. They're contending with the state's new education funding system, which one expert says has created some new inequities. More from KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
Lawmakers agreed to hike the state property tax to cover the cost of basic education. They also set limits on how much districts can raise through local levies. But there are two different caps. Property-rich districts like Seattle are capped at $2,500 per student. Districts with less valuable property, such as Highline, just south of Seattle, can raise $1,500 per student. Jacob Vella with League of Education Voters says that creates a disparity between two neighboring districts.
That's $1,000 per student differential in local funding. That really does impact what supports and services can be offered by districts.
Under the state's new funding system, the state is supposed to pay for a larger share of the costs. But school districts say the state isn't fully paying for everything yet, including special education and school nurses, which is why they still need local tax levies. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.